Washington's Initiative 594 requires universal background checks for gun purchases and transfers. The latest results show the measure passing with about 60% of the vote. The opposing measure to bar expanded background checks, Initiative 591, has been defeated. Backers of 594 say they are energized by the victory. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
With the likely passage of Initiative 594, Washington has joined a handful of other states that require universal background checks for gun sales. Supporters say this success is just the beginning of their efforts. Sandy Brown is the president of the Seattle-based Center for Gun Responsibility, which was founded last year. He says his group will likely expand its efforts to other states.
Absolutely. We do see that there are other states where the same kind of advocacy, the same kind of energy, and the same kind of ideas could take hold.
The campaign for Initiative 594 raised more than $10 million. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's group, Every Town for Gun Safety, gave millions. So did local philanthropists like Bill and Melinda Gates. Brown defended the big donations, saying even without them, 594 had more local support than the opposing measure.
And if you took away all of the prominent citizens that gave in the six and seven figures, we still would have outraised Initiative 591, probably 4 or 5 to 1.
The Department of Licensing does not plan to hire more staff to implement or enforce Initiative 594. Instead, Brown says it will be enforced by police and prosecutors. They will trace guns involved in violent crimes. The initiative includes criminal penalties for illegal gun sales and transfers. Alan Gottlieb was the sponsor of the opposing measure, 591. He says he'll explore a legal challenge to Initiative 594. Barring that lawsuit, the expanded background checks take effect when the election is certified next month. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.